Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Let us acknowledge the land that we worship on today. We acknowledge that we are gathering in worship on the traditional country of the Kaurna people of the Adelaide Plains, and we pay our respect to elders past and present. We recognise and respect their cultural heritage, beliefs, and relationship with the land. We acknowledge that they are of continuing importance to the Kaurna people living today. Our call to worship today. Give us life and call us to yourself, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we might be saved. Shine on us this day, O God. We come to praise and to welcome and worship you. God coming to be with us. If you're able, let's stand up and sing that wonderful song, Joy to the World. Let's sing it with joy today.
Happy Christmas, etc. Great to see you all at worship. Excellent. So welcome to you to our worship time today on this fourth Sunday of Advent, the last Sunday before Christmas, which is next Sunday, obviously. And so we wish you a happy and safe week leading into Christmas, and we welcome you to our service today, and to those who are online or watching at a later time. Welcome to you wherever you are across this land, this state, or this city. So we join together in prayer. Would you please join with me as I pray? For God so loves the world, God comes to us, indwelling our humanity, challenging our self-protection, speaking to our frailty. And just as breathing through the chaos, God made life out of the dark, God's energy of recreation births us a vital spark. And we, encouraged into being, find God's image in ourselves and so renewing life to others. God with us is love for all. Christmas is the miracle of God's love made flesh among us. The story of Jesus as a message of God's great love for the world. This Advent, let us make room for God's love in our hearts, our homes, our relationships together. And so we continue to pray. For we praise you, O God, that we do not need to search the earth to find you. We do not need to engage in elaborate spiritual gymnastics to bring you close. We do not need to hide ourselves from the world to be found by you. No, in your immense love, you have taken the initiative. You have made yourself known. You have filled every moment and every space with your presence. the Advent we celebrate, the incarnation we remember, are simply your gift to us. Your reminder, your proclamation that you are ever and always God with us. We praise you, O God, for being our Emmanuel, God with us, and for the love we find in you. Amen.
And two readings from the Old Testament. The first one is from Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 to 16. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "As a sign of the Lord your God, let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted." And from Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labour has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace." And now, if you're able, would you please stand to share a medley of carols from Together in Song. Thank you.
Silence starts to go by.
this, the week four of Advent, we focus on love. Love is a thirst, a need as vital to the soul as water is to the body. Water shapes our landscape. Water is the smell of rain after drought. Water is the mirage on the dry horizon. Help us to change water into wine, to enhance that which is already good, to identify that which needs to be made better. Help us to live a life of awareness, flowing like torrents of water, a life of righteous actions like a stream that never dries up. We have lit three candles for hope, peace and joy. As we pour the water for our fourth Advent vase, we remember our deep thirst for God's love. We long for your love, O God. A tsunami wave of love, overpowering, all enveloping, overwhelming, sweeping all up before it and changing the landscape forever. We long for your love, O God. Love which has the patience to seep into us, one drop at a time over aeons, falling stalagmites of beauty in the darkest places. We long for your love, O God. Love which holds us with the silent, ethereal mystery of mist on a mountaintop. We long for your love, O God. Advent God, we worship you with love. We long for your love, O God. Amen. And now let us sing while we're seated, breathe into us the spirit of hope.
Be or we should be familiar with the great love chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not this, love is that, love and so on. And finally it says, faith, hope and love remain. The greatest of these is love. And today the theme is on about love, and our Advent theme is the fourth Sunday, where we started with hope, then peace, joy, and love. Today I thought I'd share with you a 1 Corinthians chapter 13 love chapter Christmas version. And there are some images on the screen. If I decorate my house perfectly with plaid bows, we're not working. There we go. If I decorate my house perfectly with plaid bows, strands of twinkling lights and shiny balls, but do not have love, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but do not have love, I'm just another cook. If I work at a soup kitchen, or sing in carols, or nursing homes, or aged care, and give all I have to charity, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. If I decorate the tree with shimmering angels and crocheted snowflakes, attending a myriad of holiday parties, and singing in the choir's cantata, but do not focus on Christ, I've missed the point. Love stops cooking to hug the child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the spouse. Love is kind, though not hurried or tired. Love does not envy another's home that has contained Christmas china and table linens. Love does not yell at the kids to get out of the way, but is thankful they are there to be in the way. Love does not give up on those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to those who cannot. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. Toys will break. Pearl necklaces will get lost. Golf clubs will rust. But giving the gift of love will endure. So let this week, as we lead into the Christmas week, be a week where we express love, the God love, agape love. And let love be our calling as people of God in this place and in the community.
Let us pray. Your love, O God, is an active love, engaged, involved, immersed. Your love, O God, is seen in what you do, not just in what you say, in the blessing of children, in the meals with outcasts, in the touching of the untouchable, in your presence and your self-giving, in your opening of the way to life to all who will come. And your love, O God, is expressed through people like us as we share our wealth in simplicity and generosity, as we share wholeness in care and healing of the sick and the broken, as we share hospitality by being truly present to the lonely, the imprisoned and the marginalised, as we share peace in kindness, listening and acceptance with those who challenge us, confront us and threaten us. As you have loved us in incarnate action, O God, may we learn to be little incarnations through whom your love is expressed and experienced in action. Amen. And now we will remain seated and sing tenderly, hold him tenderly, hold him gently, rock him gently, rock him tenderly.
And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. God's word made new.
Thank you, Joan. That day changed the world. It would never be the same again. History is measured by it. People commemorate it. So significant is the day that most of the world stops to remember and ponder its meaning. Books are published about it. Newspapers continue to run articles about it. It was clearly a day of mighty acts. It was conceived and delivered. We are told the world stopped and focused on this one moment, the single event. News spread. It was a strange sight. You can still hear the cries of pain. You can sense the hope. Peace will come and joy will visit again. God, Emmanuel, God with us, born that Christmas day. The day that changed the world and also changed the life of Joseph. A discovery and an announcement that the world changed him and his life forever. Can you recall the day you learnt of being pregnant? Half of you, well, not half of you won't. But for the blokes, the announcement that you're going to be a father. December 25, enter love. God love. It was the beginning, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Through him all things were made that were being made. And without him nothing that was made was being made. In him was life, and the life was the light of the world. And the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. And from 1 John chapter 4, "Beloved, let us love. Love one another, because love is born of God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them." Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, came that very day. He came to say no more. No more to violence. No more to death and revenge, to sin and hopelessness, to terror and oppression. In Christ, because of Christmas Day, swords are converted into plowshares. Wolves and lambs will lie down together. Love came down at Christmas, born in our hearts to live among us. Look, says the angel, do not be afraid, for this is the work of God. Here is a wonderful, life-giving, affirming message. God with us. We share a time in history when much of the world is not at peace. And this is not new. This century, so far, as short as it is, to say the least, has had its fair share of wars and conflicts, as have most other centuries. Jesus himself was born into a political hotbed of foreign military occupation. Have times changed? Has hope faded for peace? Has love lost its way? Has joy been ambushed? Jesus' coming was a slap in the face for death, fear, aggression, violence, angry words and attitudes. Jesus' coming brought and still brings a new era. When God comes, things change. Darkness turns to light. Death turns to life. Pain and struggle give way to liberation and is replaced by jubilee. The good news, the Christmas message, is that this is not limited to social and political struggles, but also to human life. Physical, emotional, social, and relational. Christmas is about God being born in Christ, yes, in flesh, but also in our hearts today. John Vandalar writes, "It seems almost trite and superfluous to say that the incarnation is the greatest statement, the greatest manifestation of love ever. But that doesn't make it untrue. The name Emmanuel, God with us, is a profound and powerful statement of God's desire to be intimate, to be in intimate communion with human beings." The challenge, he says, for us is to recognize God's presence in all situations. We can doubt God's love in times of grief, pain, and trauma, but we find comfort, healing, and strength when we're able to experience God's with usness, even in such times. And when we are able to help others recognize and experience God's presence and love in their lives, whatever they may be going through, then we have truly become Advent people. Perhaps the only way for our politics, our social outlook, our understanding of love, our economic vision, our moral perspective to change is through a change of heart. And allow this little child of God to be born and born again in us. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. This God thing, this Christmas story, needs to be born in us and not in some mythical manger in some romantic stable out back of some Middle Eastern guest house. But in our hearts together. In our families, in our society, and in our words, and in our actions. Jesus is not a political power to oppress and to control. Christmas is not invasive. Rather, it is the way of a baby. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. God is at work at Christmas, knocking on hearts' doors, to be let in. for our lives and hence our world to be changed, renewed and refreshed. Born again, we need a change of heart. God's divine way truly came with the coming of Christ. It was established in the midst of earthly kingdoms. Though it's always been there, it is found and entered by Christ. It's nothing like the kingdoms of the world. Nothing like the ways of the world. It is Christ living in our hearts of love. It's a new way of living in loving relationship with God and with one another. And if this makes you nervous, then think about poor old Joseph, the parent of God with us. Don't be nervous, Joseph. Don't be nervous, people of Moriarty Uniting Church, and you who are participating online. For she will bear a son. And you, Joseph, will have the honour and the privilege of naming this child Jesus, Emmanuel, for he will save his people from their sins. It's not hard to discern in our churches and our communities how the call to be agents of God's presence and love needs to be worked out. Within our own groups, it's the simple acts of service, inclusion, welcome, grace that easily manifest God's love. In this Advent season, a particular awareness of and care for those who have significant needs and caring for them is a visible reflection of God's care. Invitations to be part of small groups and communities open us to the presence of God's love. Beyond the walls of this church, simple neighbourhoodliness can be a very effective reflection of God's care and love. Setting a time to volunteer, participating in some caring ministry, welcoming the needy, the lonely, people working for healing and transformation. Whatever the actions we do, the key to experiencing Emmanuel in this Advent time is to offer ourselves as little Emmanuels in practical ways in our world. To live in God's divine way is different from the old way, as daylight is from darkness, as hope is from despair and victory is from defeat, as life is from death. Christmas is a time of light. It is a time of peace, a joy of life. It is about love. And I'll say it again. Love. Agape love. God love. Love and concern for the other. And not so much the self. The angelic message is don't be afraid. Don't let the world get you down. Don't be afraid of things you hear and see. Don't be afraid when evil seems to rule. Don't be afraid when your life seems out of control. Trust, listen, have faith in the heartbeat of the babe of Bethlehem. The Advent theme of love, peace, joy, and hope are not simply nice concepts to add to our Christmas tree. They are essentials for the Christmas message, and they are to be born again in us. They are to be nurtured in us, and they are to be given away as gifts so they can be born again in a new heart. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the one. Amen. And we sing together the song, Carol Our Christmas. Please stand if you're able. Thank you.
now to look at our newsletter for a little while. I hope you've received one, either a paper one from the foyer or one online. If you haven't, please make sure that you get one, because this week has some important information for you to keep. So it talks about the time of our Christmas services, Blue Christmas tomorrow night, Christmas Eve is at 7 and Christmas Day at 9. Also, it talks about a singing group for Christmas. If you'd like to join in, you're very welcome. So please think about that. I think is there a practice today or is it over? There is a practice today. So if you'd like to, just stay after the service today for a practice. It also talks about the availability of things in the church and if you need some help, who you can phone while the office is closed. And of course, the craft stall in the hall. Please buy some more goodies so that because it's nearly time for the craft stall to go away for another year. Bob would like to chat to you.
Thanks, Jan. Just to draw our attention to postcards and flyers that we are wanting to deliver to our immediate neighbourhood. There are flyers this side with information on the back, and there are postcard size. We're aiming to deliver to people's letterboxes in the streets from the parade, Penfold Road, down to the university, down to Bryant, I think it is, or Barnes, whatever the last one is down that road. And just simply, we're asking people if you can spare half an hour, delivering into letterboxes, not the ones that says no junk mail or Australia Post only, but the ones that look fairly okay. You can stick them in. I have maps here of the area that are all lined out, so we don't cross over different places. So if you're interested in Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday to come and deliver some, I'll give you a map area, just about two or three streets, not the whole area, but the more people the merrier, and we can place these in people's letterboxes to tell people in our community that we're open for Christmas. Come and see me or Nicole in the office for more.
I was saying to Bob just recently, we had one popped into our letterbox and I happened to see the lady who was delivering them. And she said, "It's my ministry to deliver as many as I can." So maybe that's a challenge to me this year. Now the dedication of our offering. Let justice roll down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. So says Amos chapter 5 verse 24. Today, we make our love visible through our offering, online, placed in the bowl, or your service and the wonderful things that you do within our church. We release these gifts, large and small, into God's river of love, so it may flow out to all the world, bringing transformation and refreshing life. Amen. Today is the last week of our Christmas bowl appeal, and so I'd like to read the part that's in the newsletter, because often you see it and just breeze over it a little bit, so maybe we make some time this morning. It's called Waiting to Return Home. Many Sri Lankan refugees live in exile in India and are finally ready to make the journey home to the country they love. But the current economic crisis and food shortages mean it's not safe for them to return. This week, through the Christmas Bowl, you are helping our local partner, the Organisation for Elam Refugees Rehabilitation, continue to provide life-saving medical care for refugees while they wait for Sri Lanka to be safe again. Keep them in your prayers and let us watch this video together.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. I'm Florina Xavier. I work with Act for Peace as the Return and Reintegration Advisor. I'm based in Sri Lanka, but also work with India with the refugees. Offer in India works with refugees from 107 camps. And we take care of the health aspects of the refugees, making sure that they have first aid medicines. They have regular medical camps, health camps, where they can be part of and then get diagnosed. We also help people with disabilities, giving them equipment that they need so they can sustain themselves. A lot of help is given for livelihood, especially given that there is a lot of food crisis everywhere in the world, and also with the refugees, we find that people need that extra help. So I want to thank you all for helping offer in India to provide the medical support that they need while they're in camps, but also the health support, the knowledge and skills that they need as they prepare to go home to Sri Lanka and start their lives again. Thank you very much.
And let us pray together. God, whose name is love, Spirit of compassion, hope, and peace be upon the world. Give double measure to people who work in the caring professions and who volunteer for the sake of others. Hear the cry of your people, O God, the silent accusations of the forgotten, the confessions of the guilty, and those with little or no voice. Advocating with those who stand in solidarity with those who call for justice and freedom. Revitalize our loving when it fails or fades. Bring back our passion for life and love. Enter the places of hate and conflict with your amazing love. Let the whole world know how to love you again. Offer us opportunities to show love and to be loved. Vanish hatred by your presence. Emmanuel, come, come, we need you. Amen. And now let us stand and sing Born in the Night, Mary's Child, a long way from your home, coming in need, Mary's Child, born in a borrowed room.
Peace and love. Go into this Christmas week prepared to see all of creation embodied in a small child. With generosity and compassion, see beyond the tinsel and the stars that guide us. Be blessed by the God who comes to us again and again. Creator Emmanuel, Comforter. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the goodness of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace to serve our Lord and have a great Christmas if we don't see you next week. Amen.